Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience and more. Michael Traeger is a travel and loyalty expert who also helps people turn their dreams into reality. And now, live from Finland, your host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
It's going great. How are you doing?
It's going good. Thanks for asking. How's the weather over there?
Very wintry and very snowy.
I'd imagine so. I've seen your tweets on Twitter, on X, I should say. You've had a heck of a time. You've gone dog sledding. You're hanging out in the snow. You're doing a lot of wintry things. How has your experience been so far?
It's been amazing. And this is only like my second full day here. So we've just done so much stuff. Snowmobiling, husky sledding, reindeer rides, reindeer petting, seeing the baby huskies, all kinds of stuff. So it's been great. Lots of great meals. So it's been an amazing experience sometime. I'm having a great time. We're in Lapland, is the region of Sweden. In this region, there are approximately 180,000 people and 200,000 reindeer.
That's a lot of reindeer, my goodness. Do they call them caribou over there too, or is that just something they do in here in America?
No, they call them reindeer. Well, I mean, in English, they call them reindeer. I don't know what the Finnish word is for reindeer, to tell you the truth. But it was cool. I met a bunch of reindeer guys. It's like a major industry here. It's really sort of cool.
That's pretty awesome. You sent some footage of things my way regarding your trip so far. But before we get to that, let's get into the news and views.
Las Vegas is home to a new cannabis consumption lounge. Located at Planet 13, Days Consumption Lounge opened on April 5th. Days Lounge's advertising states, quote, "Discover premium cannabis bliss at Dazed Lounge with top-tier products and unforgettable events, turning moments into lasting memories," end quote. On January 1st, 2017, the purchase, possession, and consumption of recreational marijuana for adults became legal in Nevada. However, usage was limited to homes. This created a problem for tourists who could legally purchase it, but weren't legally allowed to use it anywhere outside of a home, like a hotel room, for example. In Las Vegas, a city known for its tourism, cannabis lounges offer tourists a new way to experience the city. These lounges provide a legal place for visitors to try cannabis, where they can learn about different types and strengths with help from knowledgeable staff. The lounges come in various styles, from fancy to relaxed, and some focus on local culture, offering music or art events. Las Vegas is changing with the times. A constantly evolving landscape where it's either first to do something new or keeping along with other destinations. In this case, Vegas is keeping up with California, which opened its first consumption lounge in 2019.
And that's going to do it for the news and now for the views. Michael, what are your thoughts on the new cannabis lounge that just opened at Planet 13?
What do I think about a cannabis lounge? I think it's a great idea. I'm most curious about what's going to happen in the casinos, because I think there will eventually be a cannabis lounge in a casino. But I knew this was happening. I wasn't keeping track of the dates, so none of this is a surprise. It'll be interesting to see what the feedback is.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. The first official one opened last month. Called Smoke and Mirrors. This looks like one of the newer ones that just opened recently over at Area 13. And I see that it's going to become more and more of a trend. I mean, Vegas is a place where you can legally purchase marijuana, but there's not a place to go and have it, you know, as a tourist, because it's restricted to home use. So this sort of gives a sort of a public gathering place, like a bar, for example, but for cannabis consumption. So I'm sure it's going to be one of those upward trends, and I'm sure it's just a matter of time before they start getting built into various casinos. So that being said, are you ready for the tease?
Am I ready for the teas? Yes. And just one thing about the cannabis is I do think it will be good when they have a place to legally consume in the casinos, because then they can more so like crack down on people who are consuming it and you're smelling it in the hallways. And it just makes like a really logical kind of situation where you'll be able to say, hey, we've got a lounge, go consume in a lounge. Anyway, probably won't stop anything, but we'll see. I am absolutely ready. So what's up now?
All right. Well, you're up now. And now it is time for the teas. Take it away, Michael.
Sure. So our tease for today is actually going to be the casino in Helsinki. So I will be in Helsinki, which is a super major, the most major metropolitan area city in Finland. And they have a casino called Casino Helsinki. And that casino has been open for 30 years. And it looks interesting. I think I knew about it, but I didn't know about it. I didn't really think about it. But they have table games and slots. What I find rather fascinating, unlike the United Kingdom, which has really lousy slots, they claim to have hundreds of international slot machine games. And their selection includes games from Amatic, Aristocrat, IGT, Konami, Novomatic, and Scientific Games. So that's sort of interesting. So there might be more U.S. type slot machines. So that'll be interesting to see. And I actually think, Las Vegas, UK, Steve talked about it at some point, and I just don't remember. So it will be interesting to see. They also have electronic table terminals too, and they have table games. The table game listing, as you would expect, there is blackjack. There is actually free bet blackjack. I'm surprised at that. Dynamic Poker Pro. That is a carnival game. I have no idea what it is. Roulette, which will be single zero. Punto Banco, which is basically Baccarat. And another game called Russian Poker, which is another carnival game. So that is pretty interesting. And that's actually going to coincidentally be a short walk from my hotel in Helsinki. I do not get to Helsinki till after midnight on Wednesday. So I might not be giving you all the info about it till next week, but it seems really sort of neat. And I don't know, it'll be cool. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
All right, cool. So we have some footage here, some things from your trip that you wanted to share. And I think that first one is where you are right now, but the outside view of where you are right now. So we'll go ahead and put that up. And there it is. It would be really scary if it was a picture of you sitting in there right now, like you're being watched. So it looks like it's pretty comfy in there. That picture was taken from the outside. And this is one of those chalets or something that has a view of the Northern Lights at night. Is that correct?
That is correct, bearing that, you know, the night is like the perfect light night. But this is actually a hotel chain, which is a family-owned chain called the Wilderness Hotel. This is in Inari. Inari is an area, a town or city in Lapland, which is actually off of a river called Lake Inari. And that name comes from the original, like, native people who are the Samis. And this is an Arctic chalet at the Wilderness Hotel in Inari. If you follow my Instagram stories, you will see links to that. All of that you can see at Travelzork. Really nifty cabin. What I love the most about the chalet is the integration of a super nice sauna in the shower. And everyone here loves getting in the sauna as well as me. I already took a sauna when I got in this afternoon. So that's pretty cool. And tomorrow we're going to another one of the wilderness hotels in Juta. And it will be another type of chalet. I've done 4 hotels in this area because I'm working with Travel Edge, Finnair, and Visit Finland to understand all of these properties and the activities. And you have a video here of a little tour, literally seeing it through my eyes when I first walked in this morning.
All right, let's get to that video tour.
Just arriving. The Wilderness Hotel in Inari, a beautiful villa,
with a lake view. Not right on a lake, but pretty good view over there. I mean, if you can see through all the snow. Lovely villa, great glassware. My bags were here when I arrived. I literally just arrived this second. Bags were delivered. This is the bedroom. Super cool design. Here is the bath. Really nice bath. But this is another one of these funky, cool hotels in Finland with a sauna, which is so perfect after today because we were outside a lot. So that's the story of this. I'll check things out a little bit more because I literally just walked in the door, but really pretty cool. And look at that snow coming down really nicely now. And look at those views.
All right. Just saw the room tour. It looks very nice over there. I like how it was snowing as you filmed that video. Like it's just so picturesque, you know. So how have you been enjoying the room so far with the built-in sauna?
It's great. And I'm actually heating the sauna up now for a late night sauna because it is 11:40 at night. And I just had a little snack, my Marabou chocolate thing. I've got a Maker's Mark right here. I have a little bit of my extra Woodford Reserve here and just chill in a little bit. You know, do a little bit of work. Hope for some northern lights around 2 a.m. and then go to bed and wake up tomorrow for another full day. Tomorrow's interesting because we are driving snowmobiles out to the middle of Lake Inari and we're ice fishing.
Oh, cool. Okay. So they have you.
Who would have thought?
Are they have you like one of those little shacks where they tend to like put on the ice with the hole in the middle so that you're kind of warm?
You know what? I will find out tomorrow, but it's been a great week. And just so we know, I don't know if I will be around tomorrow or Wednesday, but we'll see what happens. Wednesday, I definitely won't be because I'm flying to Helsinki very, very late. So I think I don't land till around midnight. So around this time, I'll be flying from Avalo to Helsinki. Not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. So you might be with Movestro for the rest of the week, but we are going to put some links in the show notes to this Helsinki casino. I'll try to grab some video. So I definitely will be able to give an update on this Helsinki casino definitely next Monday, unless for some reason Movestro and I decide to switch schedule. But just to give you a little idea of the week, because this is a little bit loopy week, and it's also a little strange with time zones, because I actually do have something at 11 o'clock tomorrow night also. So we'll sort of see what happens. But one of the best things we've done are husky rides and hanging out with the huskies. The resort we were at has an expert husky guy they brought over from Norway. They brought his whole husky farm. These dogs are treated pristinely, and they breed them and everything there. And this morning, I was having a little conversation with the baby huskies.
All right, let's take a look at that.
Hey guys. Hi. Ooh. You guys want to come home? Ellen won't mind. You'll meet Mr. Leo. Yeah, Mr. Leo's a great dog. He is, and you guys are young. And Mr. Leo will teach you the way it goes. You want to come to America? You have an EU passport? Yeah, I know. I'll see you guys later. Oh, so cute.
Oh my goodness, so cute.
They are adorable. They're just adorable, all the huskies. Once again, Instagram stories at TravelZork. You can see videos of some of this. I put some of it on Twitter at TravelZork, but on my Instagram stories, I did share the husky sledding. And if you missed the story, if you go to the TravelZork page on Instagram, there is a Finland story that's saved, and I'm adding everything there. So go to the main Finland story on the TravelZork Instagram page, and you can see all of this content, more than you would ever want. Tonight for dinner, by the way, we had reindeer tartare.
Y'all are eating reindeer God dang, man. We cannot air this episode around the holidays. You're going to disappoint many children. So how does Rudolph taste? Have you had any yet? What's that like?
Yes, we actually, there was reindeer soup at lunch. First night we had reindeer filet, which tastes a lot like beef filet. And tonight was reindeer tartare.
Got so horrible. Okay. Let's call it caribou for now. It hurts less.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I posted on my Facebook the reindeer tartare, and people kept putting Rudolph emojis in the comments.
Oh no. Okay. All right. Before we get going, is there anything on your mind or anything that you would like to share?
I think we've shared more than enough, but I think this was super fun to do. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you really want me to come on another episode while I'm in Finland, let us know in the comments. Or if you're listening on Spotify or a podcast platform, because most people do listen on a podcast platform, please come over to YouTube to comment. It's not that hard. You'll find it really easily on the Travel Zork page, but we really appreciate the comments. We also appreciate, we've gotten some great reviews on Apple Podcasts. Super appreciated. Anytime you can give us a good review on Apple Podcasts, it really goes a long way, finds us more audience, makes us really happy. So this is all good. And anything else from you, Movestro? Thank you for shifting time today, but this was fun.
No problem, man. Happy to do it. And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation to anywhere in the world. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.